Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, we have a surf alert weekend, so get the boards waxed up and get ready to go. Now, it's not going to be too great up in North Florida. We're seeing some strong north winds up there, 20, 30 mile per hour range. It's looking like 7 to 10 foot washing machine conditions up there. Now, outside of that wind field, we're looking at about waist, maybe some waist plus sets coming in today. For winds south of the Cape, we're going to still be looking at northern winds, but you're looking at 10 to 15 for south of the Cape, and then under 10 for south of the Sebastian Inlet. For Saturday, North Florida is going to continue to get pelted with the strong winds and washing machine surf. South of the Cape, we're going to have a little cleaner conditions, waist to lucky chest zone at 8 to 9 seconds for the early a.m. Now, this wind field is going to work its way from the north all the way down to South Florida. It's probably going to stop at somewhere around Palm Beach or so by the end of the day. You might get lucky with some north wind protected areas like Jetty Park and the Cape. But South Florida is going to probably be the better place to be. I'm looking at the forecast kind of for Juneau Pier. And that might be pretty good until about like 4 p.m. or so by the time the wind field gets down there. So it might be a good solid day of surf if you're heading down that way. Sunday, we have leftover swell in the water. Waist maybe a few lucky chest high sets at 8 to 9 seconds. 10 mile per hour offshore winds, for once, will be north of the Cape, turning onshore south of the Cape. So Jacksonville, you get your redemption day on Sunday. Now, the surf looks like it's going to be dropping off Monday. Then it's back to those thigh-high conditions. I'll be back on Monday to let you know what it's going to do for the rest of next week, see if we have anything popping up anytime soon. But until then, check the cams. That's the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. We're working on getting those Jetty Park cams back up, both at the Cape and at Fort Pierce. We're just waiting on the internet provider and network guy to kind of get things straight again. And then once the internet's back on in those locations, we should be good to go. So until I see you again Monday, have a great weekend, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.